Our Time in History with Renee Couture.
I've been thinking about leadership. So many people are afraid to take a stand for what is right, especially where the Bible is concerned. This is a new phenomenon in my lifetime. Maybe it's my age, but more than that, I think that these times we are living in are exactly because of this whole business of not wanting to stand up for truth and righteousness that has gotten us into this mess in the first place. This is totally a new thing, to have this kind of wide-scale assault on biblical traditions in America. For the first time in my life, people are having to be afraid of repercussions from the government for their biblical beliefs. I've read about these types of situations, but it was always in other countries and in other times in history. And as I've read these stories or watched them in films, I've always had the attitude, thank God that isn't my country, or thank God I wasn't alive during that time period. And yet, here I am in my own lifetime, seeing these ridiculous circumstances in my own country. We like to read books on leadership and quote great lines, but do we want to be great leaders who are willing to stand for the truths of the Bible regardless of criticism or consequences? Are we going to stand on principle, or will we bow to intimidation and fear of the godless voices around us? These are the questions before us today, and this is where leadership is demonstrated. Leaders rise up in the midst of the masses and stand for good or evil. Sometimes there can be great leaders, but they're leading people astray. Good leaders rally others who have dared not raise their own voices. Leaders encourage others with a courage that they themselves might not even know they had until circumstances in front of them required it in our time in history.
If you would like information regarding Renee's availability for speaking engagements, classes, or Renee's customized private tours of America's historic East Coast, please contact her at ourtimeinhistory@gmail.com.